At the former Homer Middle School softball field, a steel skeleton of the future South Peninsula Athletic and Recreation Center stands tall. Volunteers and contractors have been developing the site since early September. The structure, which measures 75 feet wide by about 160 feet long, is finished. The project coordinators hope to wrap fabric walls around it by mid-December. The Spark Building will be a year-round space for sports like basketball, baseball, volleyball, and more. It will also have an indoor walking track. Homer resident Daniel Zatz is the project coordinator. He says the recreation center should be finished by the end of the year.
There's a whole group of people who are working very hard to create this for the community, get it done, and get to a point where everybody can start to enjoy it.
The estimated cost of the Spark project is $640,000. The city of Homer has agreed to pay $189,000 of those dollars through the Homer Foundation. The rest is funded through a mix of donations from individuals, nonprofits, and local businesses. Ken Kastner is board chair of the Homer Foundation. He says the community has rallied behind the project, and volunteers have helped keep construction costs low.
When the community is behind something and, you know, there's 14 people to show up to work as volunteers, you have to make use of that. You can't in good conscience pay high wages for things that people are willing to do for a community purpose for free.
So far, 25 volunteers have turned up to help build the structure. As winter approaches, community members are excited to have a place to exercise year-round. Renee Blanton is a family nurse practitioner at SVT Health and Wellness. Blanton says the Spark Building will help community members stay healthy, especially during the winter months, and live longer lives.
Let's face it, in the wintertime, it's really hard to get someone who's afraid of falling and hurting themselves out exercising and moving. We know that meeting one day a week will add 10 to 15 years of one's life. We know that exercise will add years to one's life, healthy years at that as well. So we're very excited about that.
Rob Green is a local Little League coach. He says both kids and adults will benefit from the new recreation center.
I'm really excited about having a winter facility to keep the skills up for kids and to even increase the skill for kids here in Homer to be more competitive for baseball. However, I'm also an all-around athlete, so I'm just excited to have a sports facility and a recreation facility for everyone.
The Spark Building will be ready to use by the end of the year. You can learn more about the project at www.sparkhomer.org. In Homer, I'm Owen Duffy.